You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. Only one team has had two players hit 50 home runs in the same year, the legendary 1961 Yankees with Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle. The 2018 Yankees will be the second, becoming monster mashers after reeling in Giancarlo Stanton from the Marlins. But Stanton is actually the 12th reigning home run king to be traded in an offseason immediately after winning a home run title. The list includes Babe Ruth and Hall of Famers Chuck Klein, Jimmy Fox, Hank Greenberg, Ken Griffey Jr., and our guest. In one of the biggest trades in history, he was the home run king, traded after the 1959 season by Cleveland to Detroit for Harvey Keene, who had won the batting title. We are so happy and honored to welcome Ted Randall's Talking Baseball, the great Rocky Colavito. Thank you so much for being with me. I read in preparing for our interview that the Indians general manager, Frank Lane, actually said that he traded you because home runs, he felt, were overrated. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. He made a lot of nasty remarks. For instance, here's one, Ed, I don't know if you've ever heard, but he said he traded a hamburger for a steak.
Wow.
That's the comment that he made. He made that so clear, and I overlooked it, but it bothered me a little bit.
But he had a vendetta against you that went back years, long before the trade.
Oh yeah, he never liked me. I have no idea why. I never treated him bad until he started screwing around with me and making promises that he never kept and denied that he made the promises. So once he did that, he was on my S list.
Yes. So began after the trade what became known as the curse of Rocky Colavito. In the 13 years before the trade, the Indians finished above 500 12 times and were first, second, or third 9 times and won 2 pennants. In the first 33 years after the trade into the 1990s, they finished above 500 just 6 times and were in the top 3 just once, never finishing as high as third in their division. It was truly, Rocky, the curse of Rocky Colavito.
The ironic part is that I never really put a curse on him. Like what we say in Italian, the
malocchio, right?
The evil eye. You know, I never did that. I never said, you know, the evil eye on you, you know, anything like that. I never thought of it that way. And then one of the biggest reasons of all was because of Cleveland. The town of Cleveland was so good to me, and they were so warm and friendly, and I enjoyed playing there. I really did.
Lane traded, it seemed, Rocky, everybody, and there was a story he wanted to trade the entire Indians team for the entire Chicago White Sox team, and Chicago was actually considering it, and then the American League said, what are you guys, nuts? No way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like Frank Lane, and I would think that the American League would step in and stop that one, because that's unheard of. And you don't trade a whole team. You don't do stuff like that. But he was that kind of a nutcase. I mean, he was a nutcase. There was something wrong with that guy.
Let's tell the story of 1959. You tied Harmon Killebrew for the league lead in home runs with 42. You drove in 111 runs, which was just one behind Jackie Jensen of Boston. You're making $28,000. Take us back to 1959. What happens that winter with you and Frank Lane?
Well, he didn't want to give me much of a raise whatsoever. And I balked. You know, I mean, I wasn't going to sign. He said, well, you didn't hit as many. He said, you didn't knock in as many runs as last year. He said, and the thing that he always dwelled on was that I left on 175 175 runners in scoring position. And I said, wait a minute, Frank. I said, do you mean to tell me you expected me to knock in every run that was out there in scoring position? I said, did Williams ever? I named all these guys.
Sure.
Williams ever do it? Musial ever do it? Ruth ever do it? Gehrig ever do it? I went right down the line. DiMaggio, I just went right down the line because I was furious at that. And I said, nobody in the history of baseball has ever done that. So I said, and you expected me? I said, I had one less RBI, I think it was, or maybe two. And I said, I had one more home run. And so he said, well, he kept saying he got Gordon, which I didn't appreciate, got Gordon to say,
Joe Gordon, your manager, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Gordon, the manager, you know, that in from spring training, because I didn't go on time. And he said that, we can do without him. I mean, that's a nice thing for your manager to say, right?
Wow. And we should mention that Frank Lane also engineered something else that had never happened before, Rocky, which was trading managers with the Detroit Tigers, Jimmy Dykes for Joe Gordon.
Exactly. I'll tell you the truth. That saddened me because I like Jimmy Dykes even better. Jimmy Dykes was a good, honest man.
Mm-hmm.
And not that Gordon wasn't. Gordon was a front runner. I'm telling you like it is.
Yeah.
If you were going good, you know, he's around you, pat you on the back. And all. But you know what? The guys that aren't going good are the ones that need some help. And they're the ones that need some patting on the back and that type of thing, you know, to kind of help them get rolling. But he didn't look at it that way.
I also read that Frank Lane started a rumor, and I don't know if this was ever substantiated, Rocky. You can certainly talk to this. Started a rumor of a trade of you to the Yankees for Mickey Mantle.
Well, you got it partly right. How it was or how I heard it, let's put it that way. I don't know exactly how it was. But how I heard it was that he wanted to trade Mantle. Now we're talking Frank Lane?
Yep.
I had never heard me even up for Mantle. I had never heard that. But I did hear of the one in Detroit where Frank Lane wasn't involved in that one, but they wanted to trade K-Line and Colavito for Maris and Mantle. I had heard that one, but I never heard the one, to Cleveland from the Yankees.
So he disrespects you in quote-unquote, I'll put it in quotes, negotiations after you have led the American League in home runs and fell just one RBI short of tying for the runs batted in title, and you decide that you're going to hold out, right?
Exactly. I mean, I didn't say, like, I'm going to hold out. I would say, I put it this way. I'm not going to sign until he comes up with his offer, because it isn't a fair offer. I forget what it was. I think it was $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Offered me $4,000 for leading the league in home runs and close in runs batted. And you know, Nate Wallach, who was the public relations guy,
mm-hmm.
okay, before Bobby DiBiaseo, and Nate Wallach said to him, if you want to have trouble with Rocky, he said, you just offer him a $4,000. He said, I'll bet you anything he won't sign. He said, I'll bet you anything. He said, well, he's going to have to. Or he gave him a bunch of crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He warned him about doing it, but he did it anyway. No, I lied. He was going to offer me $2,000.
Wow.
And he upped it to $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was. See, stuff comes back to you as you're talking about it, because you haven't talked about it in years.
Sure. Were you late to spring training?
I wouldn't say real late. You know, in those days, that it was 6 week spring training. It was ridiculous.
Right.
You know, if you got the right amount of work, I'd be ready in 3 weeks.
Sure.
You know, if you're right amount of batting practice, right amount of throwing. You know, and the weather, of course, means a lot. But there was always guys out there in Arizona. I always felt I could be ready in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And so you finally report to spring training. But, Rocky, your experience is why today's players have agents. Mean, nasty, right. Money-grubbing, gouge the owners, grab the last penny agents. But back then, it was each man for himself.
Exactly. That's 100% correct. I mean, they just whacked it to you. You know, you had the reserve clause, and you had no choice. You couldn't say, oh, okay, I'll go somewhere else, you know. But right. you couldn't do that then.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't do it easily now, but if you play out your option, I understand that you can do it. I mean, I'm not playing today, so I don't know for sure, but that's what I read.
But that's what. But the reserve clause was in play your entire career, and was not cast aside till about 7 years after you retired. So we're with Rocky Colavito, one of 12 in history as the reigning home run king, traded after that season, and in this case, a huge trade from the Cleveland Indians to the Detroit Tigers. You're playing the last spring training game in Memphis.
Right.
When you got the news that you were no longer a Cleveland Indian, tell us about that day.
I'll be glad to. That day, in those days, okay, we dressed at the hotel. The reason being that these minor league parks that we were, so to speak, barnstorming in, mm-hmm. you know, playing exhibition games on the way north, and they weren't ready for... they should have been, but they weren't, like for showering and you know, the facility wasn't ready.
Right.
So the easiest way to do it was dress at the hotel. We had two guys to a room, like me and Herbie Score, my roomie, and we could get it done quick, you know. And we had a bus, took us to the ballpark, bus right after the game was over, jump right on the bus, go to the thing, and then they would say, 30 minutes, have your bags down, and be down, you know, for the bus to the airport. That's the way it used to be, all the time, almost every game. So I hit a home run the first time. Now, I really felt ready for this season.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I just about peaked, you know, got myself ready. And I hit a home run the first time up, and then I hit a shot to the third baseman. I handcuffed him. He knocked it down, and he fired to second, and got the force, but they threw the first, didn't get me.
Right.
So you could tell it took a little time, because I didn't run that well. You know? I'm being honest. Yeah. Anyway, I'm standing on first base, right? And I'm looking, just happened to be looking towards the dugout, and here comes Joe Gordon out, walking out to me, you know? And I said, oh, good. I said, I'm going to get out of the game early. I had two balls hard. I'm happy with this day. And I think we were ahead in the game. And I said, I'm going to get the rest of the day off, and I'll get a head start on Herbie in the room for a shower and everything, you know. So he keeps coming, and then he's right next to me. He said, Rocky, he said, this is his exact words. That's the last time you bat in a Cleveland uniform.
So wow.
You've been traded to the Detroit Tigers for Harvey Keene. And he said, I wish you all the luck in the world, which was a lie. And then I looked up, and the only thing I was so shocked. You talk about shock. I was so shocked. The only thing I could think of saying to him was, same to you. And that's exactly what I said to him. Nothing else. Same to you. And you know what they made up? Lane made this up, okay? I never heard Gordon have said it. Said, Keene and who else? I never made any statement like that. And I wanted to straighten that out for years. And I did in Cleveland. But, you know, that's really makes me sound, and that's what they were after, make me sound bad.
They wanted to insult you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
And Harvey was a class act. He was a good guy, and he was a good player. He was a different type of player than I was.
Right.
I was a long ball hitter. He was a single double hitter. I knocked him close to 100 runs most of the time, most of the years, six out of whatever. And he was like 70, 80. I don't know if he had 80, but anyway. But he was a damn good player. He was a good hitter. He was a good fielder. He ran well. He ran well. I saw him get 5 hits in 1 game, not 1 left the infield.
Wow.
That's the truth.
There had not even been a rumor about anything like this.
No, not. Well, when we were arguing back and forth, somebody said there was a rumor, but I never saw it. They said it was a rumor that they're going to trade me to Detroit, but I never saw that. Never.
And so Gordon comes out. You're so shocked. All you can say is thank you, and then you go talk to your roommate.
Yeah, right. They're sitting against the pole, the light tower, which was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Said roomie, I said I just been traded. He said, come on. He said, don't fool around like that. You know. I said, no, I mean it. I said they told me I just been training. I'm going back to the hotel. He said, again, he said about 2 or 3 times. He said, don't fool around like that. He said, that ain't funny. I said, I know. I said, I'll see you back at the room. And that's the last thing I said to him.
Wow.
And that's the way it was. I was traded for Harvey Keene and very disappointed, very shocked. And not because it was for Harvey Keene, but because I was traded, period. You know. I love Cleveland.
And then almost immediately, as a member of the Detroit Tigers, when the season started, you played Cleveland.
Exactly. I flew back to Cleveland with my old team, the Cleveland Indians. And Detroit came in that night, and we played, I don't think it was the next day. The following day, we played Detroit, a day game, opening day. And that's started the season, and I had the worst day I ever had in my career. Do you believe that?
What?
Worst
day
in my career. 0-6. I had never struck out 4 times in a game. Rarely 3 times. I struck out 4 times. I hit in a double play, and I popped up.
Wow.
Now, you talk about a nice start. That's an 0-6 forever.
Yeah. But you, I can't imagine how fired up you were to play against Cleveland.
Yeah, I was. And then the rumor got to me that he was giving them a hat, the pitchers, for everybody that struck me out. So he had to give out 4 new hats. And that's what I heard. And but I got a little even with him the next day. I hit a 3-runner in the upper deck to win the game.
Good for you. And how different your circumstances are, Rocky, from those of Giancarlo Stanton, who
right.
was traded because the Marlins are $400 million in debt.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, well, he knew he was going to get traded. That's the only... He didn't have the shock value, you know? Because everybody was talking about him getting traded since the end of the season and probably before that, right?
Right. Yeah, they just had to be relieved from the burden of his contract, which goes for many years to come.
Yeah, I know. I had heard that. Isn't there another guy on that team making big money too?
There are rumors that they're going to systematically relieve themselves of the guys making the most money, that guys making over $1 million could be vulnerable to be traded. They started last week with D. Gordon to the Seattle Mariners, but the big fish was Stanton, and now he's off the team.
No doubt. Well, listen, he's at least one of the players that is deserving of big money because he had big numbers.
Right.
I don't think anybody is worth the money they're making today. Nobody, you know, in this world. But, hey, it is what it is. And I wouldn't mind making it, I'll tell you that.
No.
I wouldn't say no thanks.
No, you wouldn't, and you wouldn't have to worry about that because you'd have an agent.
That's right. You don't get involved in the actual negotiations.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. Nobody will go through, Rocky, what you went through, and that's a really good thing.
Yeah, that is. That's a very good thing. That was really, it really took you down, you know? You wouldn't say it, and you wouldn't show it. But if I go back and think about it, it really puts you in a bad way.
Yeah.
You know, until you got over or past it. And that took a lot of times, a half a season.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun getting traded like that. Especially, you love the town, you love the guys, and they love you, and you just got a great association with the team and the town. Yeah, that's...
I repeat, before we pack it up, in the first 33 years after the trade into the 1990s, the Indians finished above 500 in those 33 years just six times, and were in the top three just one time, never finishing as high as third in their division, never mind the full league, which had been divided. Rocky, what an honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much. That'll do it for Rocky Colavito and myself on MLB.com. If you were on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.